With Republicans in charge of the House, the Senate, and the governor's office for the first time in nearly 20 years, the way was cleared for major initiatives to take flight. Republican House Speaker Linda Upmeyer.
We will very likely look back on this session as being genuinely historic in the efficiency and the quantity, quality, I hope, of the work that was accomplished.
Following a GOP playbook from across the country, Republicans scaled back collective bargaining rights for public employees. They enacted new voting requirements, including showing identification at the polls and reducing available days for voting. There'll be new restrictions for workers claiming compensation for workplace injuries. They stopped cities and counties from raising the minimum wage, and they altered opportunities for women to obtain family planning services and restricted access to abortions.
So friends and colleagues, keep it in perspective. We had a fantastic year from most of our perspective.
That's Ryan Republican Dan Zumba. But Democrats say that's not the perspective of working people, women, and minorities. They say will be harmed by the new laws. Senator Rob Hoag is finishing up his first session leading minority Democrats in the Senate.
This session has been worse than my worst nightmare. And they've really done more damage to the state than I ever imagined was possible.
All things considered, it was a horrible session.
And that's Iowa City Democrat Joe Bolcom.
We did a lot of damage to working people.
For Bolcom, that includes a state budget that sharply reduces funding for education and human services. The final votes didn't reflect it, but a broad-based new gun rights law was also deeply polarizing. University of Northern Iowa political scientist Chris Larimer says polarizing was the name of the game this year.
Thinking about it, going in with unified control, we knew that there was going to be a push to the right. We just didn't know how far the Republicans would push on their policy agenda. And as it turns out, there really wasn't much of a break on what they were trying to do.
Larimer made his comments on Iowa Public Radio's River to River program. But as expansive as the agenda was, it wasn't expansive enough for some. Sioux City Republican Rick Bertrand is looking ahead to more conservative initiatives next year.
We did nothing with education spending accounts. Nothing. Nothing with education spending. That is a grassroots red meat issue for us.
That's a proposal to divert millions of dollars from state school aid to private schools and homeschools. Republicans vow to streamline and cut income taxes next year if state revenues recover enough to do so. In the waning hours of the session, the House approved a bill to grow, manufacture, and sell medical marijuana in Iowa. Kyoto Republican Jared Klein said they addressed opponents' concerns about how many conditions to cover.
We're expanding the list out to have more people that are suffering from conditions, but we're making sure we're doing it based on science.
But the bill limits the amount of THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, to 3%. The Senate backer of a more expansive bill, Iowa City Democrat Joe Bolcom, says that means it won't be effective for most conditions.
We continue to ignore the pleas of people in our state that have illnesses none of us would want, and we're going to claim victory.
In other action, in the end, in a defeat for the governor, the House and Senate were unable to reach consensus on his plan to spend $850 million over 12 years to reduce pollutants in Iowa waterways. Other bills you may notice right away. An officer can now pull you over for texting and driving, and if the governor agrees, you can buy and use fireworks in time for the 4th of July. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.